This visualization can help you find some healing in a relationship, whether with your intimate partner, a friend, coworker, boss, or other person in your life. Once you have completed this visualization, you may be better prepared to have a conversation with this person to heal a rift or communicate better with him or her. Close your eyes. Take a long, deep breath. Allow yourself to release the activity of your day and come into a space of calm centeredness. Take another deep breath into your center. Be aware of your breathing. Become aware now of a beautiful ray of light that surrounds you. The warmth and glow of the light enfolds you. Breathe it into your being and feel yourself being bathed and filled with the love, acceptance, and peace of the light. Feel your body relax and let go as your light essence joins with the creative light of the universe. Filled with radiance and warmth, you walk into your sanctuary, and there you see your tree of life and your river of life. Both are vibrant and beautiful. Enjoy the safety, beauty, and welcoming environment of your personal refuge, your sanctuary. Now take a moment to feel yourself present to your own spiritual self. Here in your sanctuary, strong, loving, confident. Feel your sensations. And allow yourself to feel the peace and the beauty of this place. Gently place your hands one over the other in the center of your chest, right over your heart center. Allow yourself to relax into the tenderness and warmth of your own touch. Feel your own love, your own compassion for yourself, flowing in and out of your heart center as you breathe. Your spiritual self has so much love to give you. As you sit quietly by your river of life, invite in the person with whom you would like to find some healing. This could be your spouse, boss, colleague, a child, a sibling, or perhaps a friend or neighbor. Invite this person to sit down with you by your river of life. Tune into your body sensations. Experience your emotional self. Notice how this aspect of your being feels in the presence of this person. Being this close, how old is your emotional self? What feelings are present? What are your emotional self's needs? Is there anything your emotional self would like to say to this person? What does your emotional self need the other person to hear? From your heart center, now speak to them, saying whatever it is that you need them to hear. How do you feel? Now that you have said what was needed, what are your sensations? Is there anything left unsaid? Complete in whatever way you need. Now tune into your intellect. Notice your intellect's judgments and reactions. both toward yourself and the other person. Perhaps your intellect is trying to protect your emotional child in the only way it knows. What does your intellect need to hear? And what does the intellect want this other person to hear, to understand? Communicate whatever it is that your intellect needs to say to the other now. Having allowed your intellect to say what it needed, how are you feeling now? What are your sensations? Check in and see if there is anything more your intellect wants to communicate right now. Now take a moment to come present to your own spiritual self, who is always present and available to you, with compassion and with wisdom. Embody your spirit. Listen to the message your spiritual self has for you regarding what you can learn from this individual in your journey toward healing and freedom. How is this person a teacher on your path to wholeness and self-love? Now allow your spiritual self to look into this person and see his or her own emotional child within. What are the feelings you see there in that child? You may or may not know what this person experienced as a child, but for a moment, let your attention rest on the awareness of the child within him or her. What does this child want to say to you? What does it want you to know, to hear? What does it need? You don't have to do anything right now, but listen. Now bring your attention to this person's spiritual self. Your spiritual selves have no quarrel with each other. So take a moment to feel yourself present, spirit to spirit, with this individual, without agenda, simply two spirit beings, each with your own path through this journey of life. Each of you responsible for your own growth, your own well-being, your own happiness. Each of you with your joys and challenges. And ask this person's spiritual self to give you a message to convey who he or she truly is and how you can be with him or her in the future. Listen for the message and take whatever comes to you. Now thank this person for the lessons he or she has provided for you. And let this person go back to his or her own place of being. Take a moment to bring your hands over your heart again, and in the tenderness of this connection, speak whatever words of love, compassion, and encouragement you need. Words to yourself from your own spirit. You might want to say something like, I see the struggle you are in, and I'm always here for you. I love you, and I have compassion for you. And anything else that you want to say. So take a moment to hear your spiritual self's words of encouragement. And breathe in the comfort and the strength that comes in your connection to yourself. And now, ready to move forward, You leave your sanctuary and are once again infused with the energy of the light. Breathe in the light. And know this eternal truth. You are of the light, and all parts of you are in the light. Therefore, you are love. You are loving. And you are lovable. Take a deep breath and notice how you're feeling in this moment. And then gently open your eyes.